Sue was very negative about the whole business initially. My mom introduced me to the business, and I had done some other MLMs before and was completely turned off. And then Market America was presented, and I just, you know, automatically assumed it was just like the rest
of
the business. Right. So, you know, upon doing some more investigation, I did realize that it was quite different and decided to give it a try. As far as transition goes, I attended the Leadership 2005, I think, and Transitions was just introduced probably not too long before then.
Right.
And I saw the testimonials on stage, and I think that's really what motivated me to get started. I just really couldn't believe the results. I mean, since we've had weight loss products at Market America before, prior to that, but never had I seen anything like what I saw on stage. So, you know, I've always struggled with my weight most of my adult life. And so, at that point, you know, I just was tired of carrying around that extra weight, and I said, well, let's give it a try. I was actually sitting next to my sister, and we're hitting each other like, I can do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got involved with the Transitions program and enrolled, and I can actually say, like I mentioned before, I've been in Market America for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I've never really had a personal testimony about a particular product. I've heard all these people talk about OPC3 and how great it was and all these great things it did for them, but I didn't really have a health challenge or condition that I could personally speak.
Attest to, right.
Right. So it finally took Transitions kind of, you know, being introduced to Market America for me to finally have something I could really honestly speak about with some personal, you know, success.
So it gave you a personal story to share.
Sure did.
Okay. Okay, Ginger?
My story, it's pretty typical of the Market America story. I was in my early 30s, my health started falling apart. I'd always been really healthy, always exercised. Pretty much the only problem I had was arthritis in my hips, but that was pretty much controlled with exercise and diet. So, in my early 30s, my health started falling apart. I started getting sick all the time. Started having women's issues. Just things were happening. I didn't understand. I'd always been healthy. And I went to my doctor, and she actually told me I should be taking vitamins. Well, I'd always supplemented, so I didn't understand why things were the way they were. Until a coworker walked by my desk. She walked by my desk, and I was taking Tums with calcium. And she asked me what I was taking those for. And I said, well, I got this going on. And she said, well, those are really doing you more harm than good. And I was like, yeah, lady.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to hear it. But she persisted. And just to get her out of my face, I said, let me buy this bottle of calcium so she'll leave me alone. And that bottle of calcium changed everything.
For you.
Everything. I couldn't believe it. Bottle of calcium. So it really helped me with all the issues I was having, and I started telling everybody about it. And at the time, I was having issues also with in my life, as far as stress goes. I worked full-time. I have a child that is disabled, and it was really, really stressful on me. And this all happened at the same time. I said, I have to do something else. I can't work. I have to do something that will provide me with a residual income. Now, I always say this is how God works. He put all of this in front of me. I was selling the stuff before I even looked at the business. When I saw the business plan, I immediately fell in love with it. I'd never seen anything like it before. And pretty much, that's how I got into Market America. I wasn't really into the cosmetics then because I had sold cosmetics in my early 20s in a department store.
Okay.
I really didn't want to do that again. I didn't think cosmetics meant as much as people say they do. People say cosmetics are a necessity. I didn't understand how people could say that when it just seemed like it was something fun for me to do.
from many people for whom it is a necessity. I had a woman work for me once. She was married for, I think, like 18 years, and her husband never saw her without makeup. I'm not kidding. She shared this. She went to sleep with it, and she got up before him, and as she said, put her face on. The woman never went anywhere without it. So, while we think a health issue might be the most important, many people think a cosmetic issue.
But I worked with a woman who has a birthmark on her face, and she really, she's the same way. She won't go anywhere without makeup, and she really means it too. She doesn't go anywhere without it. But I didn't understand that until I got into Motives, and I saw what Motives could do. The other cosmetics lines that I sold, you were just smacking color on people's faces, and it didn't really do what Motives does. I got into Motives kicking and screaming because I didn't want to do it, but my business partner said, well, you're in the business, we have this cosmetics line, at least try it. I wouldn't try it, but I did try the skincare.
It's amazing how we can resist what's right in front of us. And, you know, it's funny, I think this is why I'm glad that the two of you are on the calls, because both of these areas are so important to people.
Yes.
And sure, what you said about sitting at leadership school when Transitions was introduced, I remember sitting there, and I was watching all those people, and I was like, I am not believing this. I am not believing this, because we did have the previous weight loss product, and I was not 100% comfortable with that, because I've always believed that it's more than just
a pill.
It has to be a lifestyle piece. And so when I saw that, I thought, oh my goodness, this really sounds like it. And so I saw plenty of people doing what you and your sister were doing, nudging each other. And then, of course, since I've been around this business for a while, when Motives was introduced, I had similar thoughts. You have got to be kidding me. This is just makeup.
Right.
I was so not getting that the power of that store any more than I was initially getting the power of the Transition store.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is Robert got the power of Motives.
Mm-hmm.
Long before I did. We both went to training. We both became consultants. But I think because, one, he'd never worn cosmetics, and it was quite an adventure watching those people make up his face or to just get colors. But he was able to see how pleased women were with that.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to immediately picture what would enhance what they already had,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is the rest of this country and the rest of this world are seriously into cosmetic enhancement and dealing with the weight loss issue. And then when you take those into our communities, they become almost even more important, because of the challenges that African-American women have had forever in finding cosmetics that really do work for you and that match, and with the issues we have with the health challenges related to being overweight, and knowing that it's a lifestyle adjustment, not simply give me this pill and I can still eat whatever I want whenever I want, and I'm going to be healthy. And what you shared about needing to get in a position to provide for your family. I mean, that really makes these two stores just, I think, some amazing gifts when people understand how to maximize them. And that's what I would like you to talk about briefly. I'll start with you, Cheryl. When people think about Transitions, they automatically think, well, if I don't want to teach classes, become a certified lifestyle training coach, then I can't use Transitions at all. Would you speak for a minute about how people can just incorporate Transitions products into what they offer without having to be the resident expert, if you will?
Right. Well, that's the first thing. So Transitions isn't just for people that have weight issues. It's about, you know, the way we all should be eating. So regardless, you know, if you're a person that has weight issues, or if you know people that have weight issues, this is clearly what everybody should be doing to optimize their health. This is the way we should be eating. So if nothing else, as distributors, you know, in Market America, we should be, you know, living the Transitions lifestyle, whether you're a certified coach or not. So, you know, you can get the, you know, to learn about it, you can get the journals and the starter kits and things like that just to get a basic understanding of what it is initially. And I really suggest that if you're even going to talk to anybody about transitions, whether you're a coach or not, that you do, you know, try the program yourself first, because, you know, it's like anything else in market America. You know, you have to kind of experience it before you can talk.
And people could at least start using some of the products.
Right.
Right, because I use the shakes all the time, and I have from the beginning, and I really enjoy having them because a lot of times your schedule gets hectic. I have many customers who have no weight loss challenges,
right,
but they use the meals or they use the bars and
right,
they use the shakes.
Right. So it's again, because it is a lifestyle system, there's many people that can benefit from it, regardless of whether you need to lose weight or not. And again, what's great about this is, like, you don't have to be a certified coach to actually, you know, do transitions or teach transitions. It could be as simple as you and a girlfriend getting together and say, hey, let's try this. Let's lose, you know, let's get together and lose a few pounds. And you don't have to have a certification in transitions to do that. I mean, you have access to all of the products and, you know, all of the downloads and things from the company to do that.
While you're mentioning that, would you just tell people what the difference is in terms of you being a coach and therefore being able to conduct the classes, mm-hmm, and the fact that people who do not have that certification are not, or can do it informally, as you say, but aren't supposed to be conducting classes, charging people in?
Yeah, there's actually what the certification, and this is my understanding because it's still a little muddy to me.
It's still growing. It's still evolving.
Right, it's still evolving. The difference is that transitions is now going to be part of the NMTSF.
Right.
Meaning that there will be published information sessions, published classes. And only those, and that's going to be coordinated through local areas and, you know, your districts and things like that. But only certified transitions coaches are allowed to run those particular overviews that are advertised through the NMTSS and also conduct those classes that are advertised through the NMTSS. So what the advantage is to those coaches is at least they will be broadcasted nationwide. So if there's a distributor in, say, California who has a person in Maryland, for example, that they wanted to introduce to transition, they'll know about particular classes and things going on that are being run by certified coaches. Now, that has nothing, so there's a difference between NMTSS transitions and your personal transitions business. You can still conduct your personal transitions business and not, you know, it's not required that you be a certified coach,
right,
to conduct your personal transition business. So that's really the distinction.
Right, and I think that's important because, like you said, a lot of people informally want to get together with a group of friends,
mm-hmm,
and go through the process and really ought to do that. I think that it speaks to the importance of these two areas that the companies decided that certification is necessary in both of them. And Ginger, if you could speak to one of the things that was a challenge for me when Modus was first introduced, is I really couldn't separate it from your standard knock on your door, leads a little notebook to buy cosmetics that we've all seen forever. And I couldn't get why you had to become a consultant, why you had to have some training to be able to do makeup.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a difference in the way we do everything. Market America, they give you so much information. You have to be trained. You have to be trained to do a custom blend. People, I mean, once you get it, you got it. But you can't just go out and do a custom blend on somebody. People want custom blends, but if it's wrong, it's not going to work for you.
No, and especially when you talk about people in our community,
yes,
who,
yes,
are choosing where they spend their money, and women across the board are very particular about what goes on their face,
sure,
and
sure,
how they look. So I think that when Modus was introduced and then initially the consultants piece came about and then the senior consultants, I think it was important for people to understand that this was more than just passing out the A book with cosmetics.
Absolutely.
And it was different from the Pink Cadillac people who could sell a lot of cosmetics but could never do and still can't do what we can do to help enhance what we're offering.
Right.
Offering to a woman. And although I became a consultant, I never did take the step to become a senior consultant. And I've noticed over the past few years that in some ways, if you're going to market the motives, that puts you at behind the power curve. Because cosmetics and the weight loss industry, all of that is continually evolving, you really do need to stay on top of the latest. So if I need a moisturizer or something, I just call my very best senior consultant, Rosalind, and I say, Rosalind, this is what I need to have, you know? And she's just gracious if she gets it done and sends it to me. But I don't pretend that I could still do that without staying current in the training. And so while I think Modus is a lot like the transitions that you're both sharing, that people can sell the products and should sell the products, you also have to reach a point where you have to decide if you want to be the best in that area or really want to be proficient, then you need to look at staying current in terms of the training and taking advantage of that piece. Now, since both of you have these areas of specialization in your stores, when you're working with new people and people that maybe you've sold some of your particular products to, what do you do in terms of making sure they're exposed to all that we have to offer, since everyone that you meet isn't going to be interested in that particular store? Cheryl, if you could speak to that.
Well, in transitions, usually in our 12-week program, we do a lot of exposing of other Market America products, which I love. I mean, for example, we actually encourage people to take the multivitamin and sell that with the initial starter kit. So they're exposed to isotonics. They're exposed to the nutraceutical. We encourage people to go and take the nutraceutical at certain points. So they're exposed to other areas of the health and nutrition store in addition to isotonics, which is what I love about that. So, you know, you're kind of looking at kind of total health, weight management being one thing, but optimal health also being the objective for that, for everyone there, too.
Because you're talking about overall wellness.
Overall wellness.
Okay. And I know, Ginger, from the way Robert used to do the Modus piece, was he used to really focus on beauty on the outside and health on beauty on the inside.
Right.
So I'm sure you also offer the full range of other products to your clients.
Yeah, and when they're sitting in the chair, you have to talk.
You had a captive audience.
Yeah, you have to talk. And all kinds of things come up. I just, of course, skincare. But and a lot of people do want to lose weight. Most people are overweight now, and that's an issue that comes up a lot of times. A lot of health issues come up. But also, just in conversation, you can find out a lot about people's needs. One woman wanted to do the transitions and get a website. She owned her own business. So just through conversation and building a relationship, that's what it's all about with us. You find out a lot about the people and what they are looking for and their needs.
Well, I think that's what's I think the most valuable thing about both of the stores that you two are involved in is that these are areas that are near and dear to people's heart. And people, in particular in this case, women, when it comes to the cosmetics, people do share information. And I think that the way you two have been able to capitalize on listening to people, as you do during the 12-week piece, and you do every time they're sitting in your chair, is that you're using the number one tool for prospecting and discussing this with people as you're listening to these people.
Right, right.
And that doesn't change. And I think that's one of the points I want to make tonight is it's not like because you do motives or because you do transitions, you have an automatic pass. You still have to listen to people to make sure that what you're offering is what they need at that particular time. And it sounds like neither of you is just fixated on, well, all I'm doing is selling transition, so I'm not going to be concerned. Well, as you said, Cheryl, you know that everyone needs to be taking a multivitamin. So you're going to talk with them about that, and you're going to share that. And the same with the cosmetics. So if someone looks nice on the outside and their health is deteriorating on the inside,
right.
That isn't going to matter. And plus, if you're not healthy from the inside out, you're not going to look good.
Right.
No matter if you've lost weight or if you have all the cosmetics in the world on you, you're not going to look well.
Right. And our cosmetics don't go on. They don't flow right on skin that's not well taken care of.
That's not healthy. That's exactly right. That's not maintained. And I think, and sure, you could speak to this. This was one of the reasons that I was finally able to cross over into the sharing the transitions with people. Was I was so used to people who were losing weight on these magic pills that you see on TV and all of this, and they didn't look healthy. And the thing that made me think, wow, this transitions could work, is that people still looked healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They lost weight, but they still looked good. You know, as Dr. Lieberman says, you know, that muscle paste, they still look that way.
That's the biggest piece. And I think what's so great about, you know, the whole this program is it does target body fat. And when you are losing weight as body fat, you're going to look great.
Right.
You know, when it's when you're losing muscle and all that other stuff, water and that, you know, you get that sick look to you.
And you get that sick look that even ginger can't fix with the cosmetics.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right. And a lot of it is just, you know, kind of educating people, you know, as to, you know, the truth about, you know, what's going on out there and other diets and things like that. A lot of people, there's so much misinformation out there. It's amazing.
Yeah, when I was just looking to just kind of track the industry pieces, the numbers of places that the FDA has gone in to investigate and close down because it's so much false and misleading information out there. But I think that's an important point I would like you two to talk about. That piece that you said about telling the truth to people, I think clearly that doesn't just apply to the modus or to transitions. It applies to everything that we have to offer. But what I've found over the years is people really do want to know. It gets back to if I talk with someone about this business, they really do want to know the requirements. If I don't share with someone that this is a piece of it and that, you know, you're expected to sell product and you're expected to turn in documents to support that, then I'm doing them a disservice. And it would be the same way if you, Ginger, just decided to, okay, here's the most catalog, this is the way it's going to be. I'm going to make up foundations, and I don't have the necessary training, and I don't. I've known people who made up a foundation. They didn't match the person, and they told the person to that. So sad. Well, that's not customer service because you're supposed to. You're the person who's doing the education. You're the one who's supposed to know that. And so, what I'd like you to talk about, Cheryl, if you would first, when you're talking with people that you've had some exposure to through the 12-week. Transition seminar, and they're having some success with it. How do you move them, if you will, from having success with this one program, and they're pretty clear on what that requires, to making sure that they know that there's more to it and there's additional requirements and training if they want to go beyond where they currently are?
Right. That's the biggest question I get a lot. Like, how do I take people from, you know, transitions to letting them know, you know, there's a larger business here. And, you know, really what I do is around week 10, I start looking for people in the class that are experiencing really good results. And I always look for the most, you know, kind of, you know, you can tell. There's people that kind of just stand out. You know, they're telling everybody else what they need to be doing. They just kind of start taking over the class. And those are the ones you want to, you know, kind of nurture and kind of encourage. So around week 10 is really what I start looking for, is those types of people that are really getting some results. And really what I would say to somebody like that is, you know, something like, you know, have you, you know, I would compliment them saying, like, yeah, you're really getting great results with the transitions. You know, have you ever thought about how would you like to, what do I say? It just depends on it. I said, you know, I usually compliment them on, you know, you're really getting great results with the transitions. Have you thought about, or what do you think about sharing your success with somebody and also maybe creating a supplement or supplementary secondary income? And so what I do is, you know, I ask them to think about that. And I don't really, you know, I just put it out there as
right.
a little kind of blurb. Because a lot of times, and I also use the term, I don't use the term coach. I use the term co-coach.
Okay.
Because coach can be a little intimidating.
Right, because I think that means they're going to have ultimate responsibility for
by themselves, mm-hmm. right. And so I put that out there to them around week 10. And then I follow up with them, you know, for an answer. Because you have to get the answer. It's almost like closing the sale. You have to find out. It's either going to be, yes, this sounds like something I might be interested in, or no. And if they're interested in even co-coaching, then what you do is you book an appointment and show them the bigger picture,
okay.
which is, you know, something to plan.
And it's important, I think, because what you're responding to in them is what they're showing. You're not just going around saying, because all these people signed up for class, these are people who I want to have as potential business associates.
Absolutely.
You're looking for something. You're looking to see this person is energized, this person is having success, and then you're going to follow up to see this person is responsive to the inquiry that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, I would think, with you, Ginger, in that, yes, you can have days of beauty, and you can have makeover days where you're taking care of many women at a time, or you and your associates are,
mm-hmm.
but it's not like you're always going to think everyone who buys any Modus product has what it takes to become a Modus consultant or even a business associate. So share, if you will, how you take a person from perhaps the individual who sat in your chair and you did a custom blend for. When would you move to the next step?
Well, for me, follow-up is most important, to follow up with the customer and develop the relationship, and then to get to know what they're looking for, if they're looking for anything else. Generally, with Modus, I find that people are looking for additional income, but they don't want to do cosmetics. A lot of people are really afraid, but I do what I do, what I can do to get my information in front of them. So I kind of just tell them, because really, when I look at a person, I'm not looking at them. I'm looking for who they know. And I ask them if they know anybody, any makeup artists, any cosmeticians, any estheticians that may be interested in an additional income stream. And they think about it. I said, well, let me show you what I'm doing. And then if you can think of anyone that may be interested, you let me know. That's how I generally get it in front of people.
Well, see, I think what you both said, that's really important. And I wanted to talk in a minute about the importance of the follow-up piece, but you both hit that in different ways, that is really what it's all about. And that's the way it is for Modus, for transitions, just in general for this business. With you, sure, you ask a person if they're interested, but then you follow up to know whether you need to move forward or you just need to move past that person and continue to have that person as an ongoing customer and potential referrals. And with your point, Ginger, if they are looking for something else, that is so critical. We tend to think that everyone is looking for what we have to offer. That's just not true.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the information I shared at the beginning of the call, that 54% of people think that, you know, they're not having a good time right now and they can't possibly achieve their American dream, that doesn't mean that they want to use this particular vehicle
right.
to do that.
Right.
And that's sometimes, I think, what we don't understand, because I will get calls from people or emails and they'll say, well, how can I convince this person that this is what they need to do? Well, clearly, you need to back off, because the person may need money. They really need money.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that they want to do what we're doing
right.
to get right. that money. And the other point you made of looking through the person to who they know. For sure, Cheryl's doing that. When you have a seminar with a room full of people, these people have success. You've already seen through to the people they know, because those people are going to ask them, what in the world did you do?
Yep.
And they're going to have to send them back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, and I think your point, Ginger, is good. But some people think of cosmetics as only for someone who did makeup in a department store. And they don't think about the estheticians and the other people who are involved in skincare mm-hmm. who could benefit with something like this. But for both of you, given that follow-up is critical, and given that it takes a lot of time to stay current on the modus piece, it takes a lot of time to do makeovers and schedule those appointments, and definitely takes a lot of time to have the seminars, how do you work out taking care of your overall business and making sure you have the I guess, sort of more of the specialized follow-up, if you will, for the transition to the modus customers, and yet still building your overall business? Because even though these are businesses within the business, so to speak, you don't take your eye off the overall prize or the overall plan. So I'm sure if you can speak to that.
Well, I've had a hard time juggling that, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's good. I mean, because people need to understand.
That's been kind of challenging because the transitions groups do run for 12 weeks. And if you're running more than one, it does take up quite a bit of time. So I've really been putting my focus into building my business through transitions. Now, of course, if I happen to be talking to somebody, I'm not going to not talk to them about websites or something like that if it comes up.
Right.
Really, my focus has been building my business through the transitions and bringing additional transitions coaches into my business at this point.
But that means that you're working a specific goal, though. See,
right.
Knowing the challenges mm-hmm. of working an intense program like transitions, you've apparently set up, okay, then my goal is going to be to maximize this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's important, because what I find, unfortunately, and what I hear is sometimes we're all over the map.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do a little bit of transitions, I'm going to do a little bit of motives, I'm going to do a little bit of websites, and you're going to give a little bit of money. You really do have to focus. And that's why I wanted you two to share, because sometimes we stay away from these programs because we think, well, there isn't any money in it, which is a big mistake because there's an amazing profit potential. But also we think, well, I can do this without making the time commitment for the follow-up and having a specific goal achievement plan, and I don't think that's possible.
No.
You know, I don't think it is at all. And Ginger, in terms of the days of beauty and doing makeovers, I know we read these magazines all the time and says 10 minutes in the morning to the perfect face and walk out the door. Okay, fine. Well, you know.
You know, it's true. It's true. Once you get it down, you can do it in like 5 minutes.
Once you get it down, that's a missing piece. And that's why when I just went and I ordered all the nice little platinum things and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And so I got it all and it just looked really good. And I thought, okay, so now what? Now you need to call Rosalind, you know, because if you don't have it down,
yeah.
and you just decide, okay, well, then you got to figure out which color am I going to put here on the bottom, which color. And so 30 minutes later, you're washing your face and walking out the door. You know, so that doesn't work.
But you know what? That's what's so good about motives. They train us on teaching our customers, on educating.
Right.
That's what we do through Market America anyway, but I get that so much because so many women just don't wear it because they think it's
too much trouble.
Yeah. And I can put on my makeup, do my hair, get dressed, iron, all at the same time. It's really, things take practice and makeup is no different, which is why I really stress training through Market America, through Motive, because you learn so much, and it's so applicable to using the makeup every day, to teaching the people to use the makeup every day. The color application, you can just show your customers, well, you can do this. You can do this in 5 minutes every day.
See, and that's what people want. They want those tips, and they want you to help them understand how to incorporate this into their life.
Right.
And that's, I think, like with Sure, why you have the success you have with transitions. You could pass the book out, and people can look at it and say, okay, I should order this meal, or I should order the shakes. But people have more success because you educate them on how to incorporate this into their life.
It's the benefit of doing it in a group. And I mean, you know, I guess what's great about transitions is that it is customizable. You can have individualized programs. You can have people that do self-guided programs. But, you know, I personally feel the group setting is the most effective way, you know, for somebody to really manage their weight in the long term. So it just depends. You know, and you know, not everybody can get to a group every week, but, you know, that's great. We can still work with them, too.
Well, I think your point is well made, and it's really like the businesses that you both are involved in kind of opposite sides. It's like transitions, I think, works better in a group setting because we all sort of need to be accountable to someone else, especially when it's an area like we're struggling with our weight. And it's also a good opportunity to share your success stories with in the struggles that people are having, because you can say, okay, well, it's not just me. This other person is plateauing or having a challenge with this, where when you look at the cosmetic piece, I don't necessarily want to call a whole group and say, I can't figure out how to use this eyeshadow. I just want to call Rosalind and say, I can't figure out how to use this. So, you know, they're both personal, but they're personal on different levels. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that comes through for me from listening to the two of you is neither of these is going to be successful unless you care for other people.
Yeah.
You've got to genuinely want to help someone, because other than people's money, there are two other areas that are so totally personal and sensitive as weight loss and cosmetics. Because, I mean, they're just both so very serious for most people. So if you think about the person on the phone who has been scared to try the cosmetics, even selling cosmetics, let alone becoming a consultant, and the person who's not used any of the transition products because they say they're not overweight, I don't think it's possible to say you don't know someone else who isn't struggling with a weight issue, how would you tactfully have someone begin to share what we have to offer in those areas? And that, of course, the first piece means they have to be listening to someone enough to know that it's even an issue. But many people, especially with the weight loss issue, Cheryl, are afraid to, they don't know what to say once the person does acknowledge that they want some help with losing weight. How would you recommend they begin to share the information about transitions?
Well, there's a couple ways. I mean, again, if you yourself haven't gone through the program, you can use, just like testimonials, you can use somebody else's story. So you can kind of remove yourself from it. You know, you can tell the story of somebody else who lost it. You know, somebody, you know...
Just like me always emailing your picture around.
Right. I mean, you can use somebody else's story and just say, hey, look at this. You know, this is great. Look at this lady who did, you know, mm-hmm. just bring it up about somebody else. You know, and I know a lot of people that aren't overweight do talk about it. It's hard to talk to somebody that is overweight about that. But, you know, a lot of times you can also say stuff like, you know, use terms like a lifestyle system. And you can, because it is a lifestyle system, that's the great thing about it. You can do this if you're not overweight. So you can speak from personal experience.
Right.
If you are, you know, kind of living the lifestyle. And you can talk about it being a lifestyle, you know, where people are looking and feeling better. You don't have to keep harping on the weight thing. And you can actually say, you know, I decided to make a commitment to start the system myself, you know, and, you know, I want to get a group together. But, you know, not so much focusing on the weight thing, but a lifestyle system where people are feeling and looking better.
I think that's a really good point, and that's what I do. I mean, that's how I share it, because I think it would be foolish for me to try to tell someone that I'm having a weight issue,
right?
When that's not the case. But I do share that I'm eating healthy and I'm using these shakes, and they can see that when I go places, I have the bars or I have the meal,
right?
And they'll ask about that. Oh, this is our new lifestyle system, and I love using Dr. Lieberman's CDs to would you like some information about it,
right?
And
okay.
Let her do the talking. So I
don't agree. Absolutely. That's a great point. Yeah, because definitely leverage Dr. Lieberman's expertise. I pass out those CDs quite a bit. You know, a lot of times, If people, you know, I think it's a familiarity thing.
Right.
Like, what do you know about that? You know, but a lot of times if you hand out the CD, you know.
Oh, so this isn't just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that point of just not focusing, I think sometimes we focus so much that it's only about the
weight
issue, and that's really critical. I think if you're not focused on that, focus on the lifestyle, because if a person's lifestyle is beginning to improve, then the rest is going to happen.
Right.
And because they'd be willing to make that commitment. So I think that's good. I appreciate you sharing that. Now, Ginger, I know most of you all haven't been around as long as I have, but there was a story that Pam used to tell about her mom, who had the ability to go up to someone whose, let's say, cosmetics didn't look exactly correct, and or face didn't, and she would say, "You need my product." But she could get away with that. She was an older woman, and it worked for her. But clearly, when you see someone with totally the wrong color makeup on, nothing looks right, that is not something that is ours to say. So, unless you just want to pick yourself up off the floor, depending on who you say that to. But how do you, Ginger, advise someone begins to share just the product? Because I think that so many of us aren't even getting the retail that's available
mm-hmm.
off of Modus product because we don't mention them unless we're consultants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, with someone that really doesn't know how to apply cosmetics or anybody, even if they know how to apply them, I always try and find something that they're doing right or something that's positive in how they look or what they're doing. It may be something that they're wearing. It may be the color of the hair. Maybe anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody has a different hair color, I say to them, you know, I'm a makeup artist, and your coloring is extraordinary. Have you ever had your face professionally done? Something, you want to pick out something to make them feel
good about where they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I put my foot in my mouth a few times.
Well, I like the word extraordinary.
But so many people have so many things going for them,
right.
And they just don't know it, and they may know it, they just may not be feeling particularly good about themselves or whatever, and if you point it out to them, you get their attention. And really, to notice something about them that's personal will get their attention.
No, I think you're right there. That's a really good point, because people do respond well to positive comments when they're sincere.
Yeah.
And most people who take the time to get dressed and go out of their house in the morning don't do that with the intention of not looking well. They really don't. They put some time into it, and they really appreciate it. And sometimes it says something as simple as, you know, the color of that dress really makes your eyes stand out.
Anything yeah.
like that. It does make a difference. So.
Yeah, and just a conversation starter. But anything that relates to color or just their bone structure, anything that will start a conversation and make them feel good about themselves, there's always something.
Yeah, you're right. There is always something. And even for those of us who can't say we're consultants, we all look at other people. And so if you looked at what you have available, if you looked at your products and you looked at the new platinum colors and you know what we have, and then you see someone who is wearing something very similar to that,
mm-hmm.
and you're having a conversation with them, it would be, you know, that is something, because that, you know, the coloring you're wearing, it really matches with this new product that we introduced.
Right.
And you can easily go from there. Of course, that means that you have to know what we have.
Have to know, right.
You know, you have to know what we have. And it's like Cheryl said, even if you aren't a transition specialist, you need to know what the transition products are, because there is no way that all of us can't be using some of the transition products.
Right.
And just like all of us who are women can be using some of the Modus products, and we all know someone else who is, and nothing infuriates me more than to be at a convention or another event, and I'm in the restroom with someone, and they're pulling out a CoverGirl lipstick or a Maybelline tube. Like, I don't know what a Maybelline
right.
tube looks like. But, you know, we all do. And I'm not saying that you can't use what you want, but understand the image you're projecting, and
yeah.
understand what you're saying. You know, as Cheryl has shared, if you aren't using your own product and knowing what we have, then you're not going to have any credibility when you talk with someone. And if I'm talking to you about my wonderful Modus Cosmetics that I have Wet n Wild on,
right,
and you say, oh, I love that color, and so Ginger says, and where did you get that color? And I'm going to say, oh, I got that from Walgreens or Nordstrom. That isn't going to work. Okay.
Yeah.
So across the board, I think in our business, it behooves us to use what we have. In particular, when you decide to specialize in one of these areas, you really need to be a product of the product.
Right.
You know, but I think we all need to be a product of the product, because it doesn't make any sense,
right,
otherwise to me for us not to be genuinely supportive of what we have to offer and what's bringing us our additional income.
And our products are great.
And they're good. They're the quality of those products. And that's the other piece. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in both areas, there are people who are buying these magic weight loss pills that are ineffective and yet say, well, the shakes cost too much, or the supplements cost too much. The reality is you're paying for the value and the effectiveness, and it's the same for the cosmetics. Yes, I can go buy a dollar tube of lipstick, but what I'm going to get is a dollar tube of lipstick.
Yeah, you're eating dollar lipstick.
Right. That's exactly what you're putting in your system every day. So you need to decide, you need to understand what it is that we have in terms of the value, but without using the product, you won't really appreciate that, and therefore you won't be able to communicate that. So I think it still gets back to the basics of believing in what you have, having credibility with those that you share, and most importantly, knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to be the resident expert, but you do have to be familiar enough with what you have to offer, and you can get that familiarity from the brochures, from the audios. You don't have to go out and take additional training classes just in the initial phases to be able to share what we have. I see that I'm getting close to the time constraints here. And I would like to ask each of you, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the call and for participating. If you had just one or two training tips or anything you haven't already shared that you'd like to share with the group before we close, I appreciate that. Ginger?
I would say make sure you follow up. Follow-up has been kind of a thorn in my stash. But I don't understand why, because any time I follow up, like 60% of the time I'm going to say, I get an additional sale.
Right.
But for some reason, I have trouble doing it. But follow-up is so key. I mean, in every area, in retailing and in prospecting. Just give a person a call. They appreciate it.
Yeah, you really do. Because the people think you forgot about them.
Right.
Most times we think we're bothering them, they think we forgot about them.
Right.
Okay.
And, that's pretty key for me. Training. I would say if you're a Modus consultant, even if you're not, but especially if you're a consultant, I would get trained at least.
Yeah, regularly, or else you have to do like me and call Russ to figure out what to do with your own product. You know, that's
right.
The reality. Just because you were trained 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it's not current.
Right. And you know what else training does? It puts you in touch with other people. It puts you in touch with other people in the business, and you get so many different perspectives and so much more information. And it's really a booster for me every time I go to a training.
So it helps your overall growth. Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. And sure.
I think with the biggest thing with the transitions thing is to follow the system that the company has put in place.
Don't create your own.
Right. When I first started doing groups, we didn't have a 12-week program.
Right.
And so, you know, it was kind of, there were a lot of people out there doing a lot of different things, but it's just like everything else. Everything you want to do, you want to make sure it can be duplicatable, because, again, I guess for my personal head, my goal is to bring in new transitions coaches into my business. And so, you know, you want to make sure you're duplicating everything you do. You're duplicating from day one, from your overview. You know, you want to always be working together in a team, because you don't want a person to think that they're going to be out there by themselves. So people are seeing everything that's going on throughout that whole 12-week program.
Right.
Make sure it's duplicatable, and you don't necessarily want to be the expert.
No, you really don't, because you'll never be free.
utilize those DVDs and let Dr. Sherry be the expert. So just duplicate and follow the system.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you sharing that because that is a critical point. We think we're the ones who know everything, and then the person sitting there looking at us thinks, I'm never going to do this because I don't know everything, and I don't want to know everything.
Mm-mm.
You know, so it's important, I think. And those two are probably the best notes we can end on, is follow-up and following the system. And that's applicable no matter if it's transitions, if it's motives. You can't have success in our particular business without adequate follow-up and without using the system, because this is about the system. The plan is the plan is the plan.
Mm.